Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ramon Ray is here. Ramon's back. He's an award-winning entrepreneur and expert in small business, editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine. And he's written many books, including The Celebrity CEO, including Facebook's Guide to Small Business Marketing, including Technology Solutions. That's just three of his, I don't know, 30 or 40 books that he's written. He's our good friend, Ramon Wet Ray. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, man. It's so good to be here. And as we were talking off the air, I mean, what you're sharing, Jim, is so much needed today. And I just wanted to publicly give you kudos. I know you don't need it. But, man, your email list, I hope everyone's on it. It's really spot on for times like this. So thank you, Jim, for what you're doing. But it's great to be here.
Thank you, Ramon. Of course, I'm inspired by you. For 16 years, you've been right here beside me. You know, both of us pulling in the same harness to help small business owners. Indeed. I know that you do it every day. So, Ramon, as you know, I'm trying to get people to eject the word normal. There's nothing normal. Took a train out of town about 4 months ago and left us, you know, and is MIA. What we got going forward is what I'm calling the new regular. But the new regular is a lot of it is stuff that we already knew how to do. Like how do we think about our business? And you've done a lot of thinking about that. What should we be thinking about right now?
Yeah, indeed, Jim. And I mean, three core points for me is thinking bigger, thinking more strategic, and mindset. And I can touch on maybe the thinking bigger first. I find, Jim, that a lot of the small businesses I'm talking to, I've been on so many quote-unquote Zoom calls. God bless Zoom for kind of owning the market. There's Microsoft Teams and others, but I've been on so many more of them, not just me leading them, but just listening. I've used this time just to learn. And I think that we small businesses, Jim, were thinking too small for these times. You have the local accountant, they're just thinking, how can I get just a few customers? How can I get just word-of-mouth marketing? How can I just attend the same chamber that I've been attending for the past 500 years? That's okay. But today, I think they need to go bigger and think a lot different.
I think it's important to differentiate between thinking and actions. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I'm not diluting anything you just said. A lot of people right now are thinking, okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to make sure I survive this year. I'm watching every nickel. I'm not taking a step that I don't make sure I'm not stepping on a landmine or stepping off of a cliff. He wants me to think bigger. Well, what you're saying is you're not saying don't deal with the reality of having just come out of a COVID-19 shutdown. You're saying while you're surviving, don't fail. Make sure that you think bigger than maybe your actions can be, because that's where the opportunity is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're not going to find opportunity. You're not going to find opportunity while you're putting up your shields. If you're putting up your shields, you're not going to find opportunity. Go ahead.
No, correct. I was going to say, as you said, take an example of a website designer. A website designer is trying to get through this mess, but how many companies, Jim, are going to need, forget the politics of it, COVID-related total revamps of their education?
That's right.
So exactly what you said. We have to survive and get through it. But boy, you better start thinking of the new opportunities in the next 6 months to a year, or you'll really be bad.
Well, that's exactly right. And those opportunities are going to come from multiple sources. One of them is going to be, as you said, the new regular COVID-related type of expectations, that what our customers expect from us going forward that they wouldn't have before. And other opportunities are, and I'm sad to say this, a lot of companies are not going to come back from this. And it just breaks my heart. I know it does yours too. But the reality is there are going to be some vacuums in the marketplace that need to be filled. People and if you're
Absolutely.
Still if you've been able to survive and you can mount a business model in this new regular economy, then you need to think about how to fill those voids, don't you?
Absolutely, Jim. And I think that kudos to those who are listening to us and still around and thinking of surviving and thriving and how do they pivot. Kudos to you. But I do want to give a message for those, Jim, the restaurant owner or others who've told they're out of business, they're back home with their mother,
yeah,
or they're cratering in debt with their family. You have to, as an individual, think bigger as well. We're all sucking right now, but now get up. Or do you need to go back to school? Do you need to work for a company? Do you need to do some consulting until you can figure out what your new business will be? So even yourself, think bigger. We all have to change, every one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, and part of the thinking bigger is as you say, and I know something you like to talk about, is thinking different. Because this comes back to what I mean when I talk about the new regular. The new regular is, as you may remember, I talk about pre-pandemic, mid-pandemic, and post-pandemic.
Yep.
We're almost out of mid-pandemic. We're literally, as we just at this moment, America is emerging into post-pandemic, and that ain't going to look like last December, is it?
That's right. No, it's going to be totally different. And to your point, Jim, I think that as you think about the pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, mid goes with the aspect of, as I say, as you said, think bigger, but it's also acting bigger. Am I just a very tiny little small business? Two, the thinking strategically goes to who are my alliances? Who before are my competitors who I may not have worked with? Do I need to work with now? Before where I said I only want to have employees in my office, do you need to do remote working now? All these kind of things, Jim, that you've talked about, part of this thinking and acting strategically. And then this post-pandemic mindset. I think many people, Jim, as you've talked, you have great people in your brain trust, they're stuck because their mind, man, they're just, they can't shift their mind. Your first article, right? The cheese has moved. So I think this is so much part of it.
The people who, thank you. The people who survive will be the people who can make the shift. If you can't make the shift,
right,
if you're hidebound, if you fell in love with how we did business in December, and I'm sorry, it's a rude world. I don't like it either. But if you're committed to being in love with how you did business last January, then you may not make it in the new regular. What do you think? Last thoughts before
it's
we go.
It's so true, Jim. If people have to shift, people have to move, or they're going to be dead. The world, and we know this, but I think many people hear it, as you said, but they're not taking action, Jim, and that's my concern.
That's it. That's it. You got to take action, folks. You got to move. You have to move. You cannot just get stuck. And maybe if you can't find yourself, you know, with a deer in the headlights look, maybe you need to get somebody to help you. All of us do. We need to get somebody turn the mirror on us. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We got a lot more to talk about with Ramon Ray. As you can tell, as you know, he's very smart. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.